Welcome to the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. I'm Lonnie Jackson, your host and business coach here to help you create flexible business strategies that can adjust with the chaos of mom life, but still propel you towards your big dreams and goals for your family. If you're ready to double your income without doubling your to-do list and create flexible strategies that convert to income growth and leave mom guilt behind, then you're in the right place. We are dedicated to bringing mom entrepreneurs practical business tactics and strategies, but also sharing the real and raw stories of what it's like to juggle business and babies. We know you have big goals for your business that will give you the freedom you dream of for your family, and we're here to support you in every stage of your business with community, workshops, tutorials, and this podcast. Come on, join us and let's be brilliant together. Hey, mamas, welcome back to another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast and the Summer Shorts series. This is the last of our summer shorts because, y'all, my kids are starting school next week and I am ready. You might hear them in the background splashing in the pool. They're outside with our babysitter. This is the last day of babysitting and I'm hiding out in my room recording this podcast because I just wanted to check in with you to chat with you about back to school transitions for success in both your business and your mom life. I have definitely learned a few lessons along the way with kids going back to school and getting into new routines and business and all of that. So I wanted to take time to do an episode to talk to you about the back to school transitions for success, because I know some of y'all are torn because you don't want the kids to go. I know some of you are like, school is going to be hard and stressful, or maybe you're excited about it like I am, getting some of your time back, also getting back into routines. I miss some of those routines, the, you know, firm bedtimes and all of that. And some of you are homeschooling, so some of you have a whole different set of scenarios. So this is not necessarily totally for homeschoolers. That's not my wheelhouse, but there might be some things in here that could help you with the transition. So stay tuned. So as the kids go back to school, one thing that I have implemented since all of my children were in school full time is I take the first day of school as a mom day. It is not a work day. It is not a stress day. There is nothing planned but get the kids to school and pick them up. That's the only plans I have for that day. And I encourage my one-on-one clients who are able, who are not working a 9-to-5 job and who have that flexibility to do the same, because we have spent a lot of time during the summer focused on kids and business and juggling all the things. And this is a big transition day. So let yourself have permission to take it easy. Read a book for the afternoon. One of my clients is going to get a massage. Just take the day, mama. Like, slow down. You deserve to have a day off. Maybe if you're working a 9-to-5 job too, this would be a great day just to take off completely off of your work if you can, and stay home and pour into yourself. Have brunch with some friends, some other mom friends, whatever it is you feel led to do. Just don't make it a crazy work day. I have no appointment scheduled for that day. And every year I am so glad that I decided to just breathe. That first day back to school, we've gotten chaos out of the way. The new routine started. The anxiety of back to school transitions. I have a couple of kids who have a lot of anxiety around transitions. And so I just take away any extra pressure besides getting them to school and picking them up that first day. And it's always a relief. So if you can make that happen, I highly recommend it. The next thing I do every year during back to school transition is I take the first week to plan all the things, both in business and in mom life. So here's a list of the things that I work on to create this new, you know, transition, this new schedule, etc. So I do a meal plan. Back to school means more structured schedule. I want to be able to get dinner on the table. There's more sports. There's more activities. There's more time crunches. So I try to make a meal plan for both breakfast, lunch, and dinner, especially the dinners, because it's easy to get caught up in finishing up work, then getting the kids, then getting homework and getting them snack. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh man, we have 30 minutes to dinner. I don't even have meat out of the freezer. So I end up you know, doing something not healthy or buying, you know, ordering DoorDash or something, which, you know, it's fine, but not ideal. So I make a meal plan. The second thing I work on is my new schedule. So as the kids go back to school, I want to reset my schedule for myself. I have a Trello board that I use to manage my weekly schedule routine, and I go back and I edit it, I update it, I look at it and say what was on there that does no longer need to be on there, what new things do I want to put on there, do I have time to make that? I write all my list out, I get organized, I do a giant brain dump and start working on that new schedule because I love having a pattern to my business as much as possible. And you know, I'm all about that flexible business strategy and having flexibility in my week because you never know what's going to happen. And I plan for that chaos to inevitably come in. I want to reset and make sure that I'm planning for that. And then I reset my business plan. I look at what's the remainder of the year look like for me? What do I want to start? Have I started any new projects? Have I put any on a back burner during the summer because of limited time? Is there a new class I want to do, a workshop? How do I want to show up on social media? Are there any goals that I have financially or socially or audience-wise that I can start to implement a strategy for? I check in with my business plan. I also get out our calendar and I mark out doctors and dentist appointments and sports activities. So one of my kids is in band. So we just got the calendar for all of the band concerts and meetings. I'm going to go mark all those out. I'm also going to go back to the school calendar and mark any holidays and non-school days that are updated on the calendar so that I'm prepared for them and they're already blocked off. So there's no chance of someone accidentally scheduling an appointment for a day when the kids are going to be home from school. So that first week, I just work on updating all of my plans and setting intentions for the next few months of the school year so that I can really jump into this new life of the kids being back into school and the new routine that it's going to take to maintain that with ease. It's really an important thing that we often overlook. I did this the first year all the kids were in school. I was just like, yes, I have all this free time. I just went wild for the first few days. And then I lost my steam and I didn't have a good plan. I didn't plan for sustainability. And then the first kid got sick and then this event came up and it just derailed me for almost a whole month because I didn't have a good solid plan. So to avoid that, I really take that first week to plan. And then I do a reset. I reset my house because y'all, my house takes a beating during the summer. It just does. With six kids home, we just take a beating on our house. So I reset it. I do a deep clean. I reorganize the pantry. I reorganize the fridge. I just do a little bit of resetting on all of our home. And then I also reset my processes. I'm going to check in with my podcast. What is my process with my podcast right now? Is there anything that needs to be updated, changed, or added in? I'm adding in a better Pinterest strategy to my podcast. Okay, I want to update the process, get my VA on board so that we are streamlining this and really making this investment of my time and effort be profitable for me and have a return of investment of time and money because I'm paying somebody to help me do this. So I update my processes, make sure she's being efficient and as a team member, make sure I'm being efficient as I do the work, make sure it's worth my time. So that's just one example of processes maybe for content, processes for email marketing, processes for creating a new course or new opt-in, all of that. Update those processes, reset them so that you can have that smooth transition and everything's kind of neat and organized after it got a little chaos and a little out of control or maybe irrelevant after the summer. Okay, so we're going to talk about some tips now. Number one, don't fill your schedule to the brim. It is easy for us to overschedule ourselves when the kids finally go back to school. We've been anticipating all more free time, more routine, and we're just like, I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do two reels a day. I'm going to do a live every week. I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this. And dang it, mama, you just really went overboard. And then when it happens, inevitably the kids get sick and you have to alter your schedule, you are now derailed again. And as you know, flexibility is really important for us as mom entrepreneurs. We are business owners and entrepreneurs, so we can have flexibility. Don't overpack your schedule to the point where you have no room for movement and for chaos that is inevitably going to happen. So don't fill your schedule to the brim. And then one of the other pitfalls that I see happen is that we have no plan, then, and we expect ourselves just to like automatically step up and be productive, like these crazy productive women. And that's just not going to happen by accident without a plan. It very rarely is something that happens when we transition back to school without a really clear strategy, like the things I talked about at the very beginning of the podcast. And so to avoid that problem of like, wow, why am I not getting anything else done? I have so much more time, but I'm not getting any more done than what I was when I had only 2 days to work. Now that I have 5 days to work, what the heck is wrong with me? Instead of blaming ourselves, let's just like look back and say, okay, I need a really clear structure. I need to also build in free time. I need to build in time for my errands. I need to build in time for flexibility, because this is really important. You need to pace yourself. You need to set realistic expectations for yourself that are sustainable. When we as moms really start to dive in deep, we have some really high expectations for ourselves. And often they're unrealistic or they're not sustainable. And I want to encourage you to set, you know, do a self-check. What is the pace I want to set for my business for this, you know, next few months between now and the end of the year? And how will I sustain that? How will I be pacing myself so that I take care of myself, my energy, but also leave room to take care of my family and their needs and be able to show up for them the way I want to without mom guilt, without pressure? Really check in so that, you know, a few months from now when you realize, hey, look at me, I showed up consistently and I can see the results of showing up consistently. I would rather my clients show up consistently for 15 hours every week than sporadically 20 hours one week, 5 hours the next week, 30 hours the next week, and 2 hours the week after. I mean, that is a lot more chaotic and not sustainable. And it's hard to measure results and success when there is a lot of inconsistency. So try to be as consistent as possible. So setting that pace will be important. And then I want to remind you guys that first week of school is exhausting for the kids, for you, you're transitioning. Be gentle with yourselves, be gentle with your kids, be gentle with your business. This is not the week to launch a product. This is not the week to do a live webinar or to, you know, jump off the deep end with TikTok. Be gentle with yourself. You guys gonna need to mind your energy. Your kids will need to have you available to them and your energy is gonna be needed by them. I have special needs children and I know that first week of school is gonna cause a lot of anxiety, some flare-ups with their behaviors. So I'm going to make sure I'm extra available to them to help them through that transition. And I also am keeping in mind my clients and knowing that, hey, they might need some extra support during this transition time too. So I want to keep my schedule open for them. I hope this episode is encouraging to you, maybe give you a couple ideas, some tips, and that you'll take action on it, because mamas, it's a whole new world when we change these transitions, and they're always going to be happening. There's always a transition happening when you're a mom, whether your kids are teething or sleeping through the night or potty training or going to school for the first time or graduating from high school or whatever it is. There's always a transition and we just need to embrace that, embrace flexibility. I want you guys to be in the Profitable Mom Society, not this The Brilliant Mompreneur Society. Be in the Brilliant Mompreneur Society on Facebook this month, because we're going to be having some really awesome workshops, some live trainings, and you don't want to miss them. We're going to do a workshop on how to create a flexible business strategy, what that formula looks like, and we're going to do it live together. I'm going to send out that invitation to those who are in the community first. So make sure you're in there. Go to Facebook or click the link in our bio here or in the show notes, and go to Brilliant Mompreneurs Society. Join us and hang out with us there. There's going to be some really fun and cool things going. Not next week when kids are going back to school, because I already told you I'm going to take it easy and make some plans. But in the following weeks, you're going to see some really fun stuff popping up, some resources and tools and trainings. You don't want to miss them. So I am excited for you, for this transition, for what it means for your business, the opportunity for you to grow, for you to get serious, for you to create a strategy. All of that is going to be so impactful. And really, mamas, this time of the year, the fall and winter season are the highest buying season and oftentimes the biggest income producing seasons for entrepreneurs. So get your business ready to take on all that new income, to get new clients, to make the sales, because people are ready to buy. And I'm excited for you, because I know so many of you have big hopes and dreams for your business, and this can be game changer. So thanks for joining me through the summer short series. I hope it was helpful for you with all these quick episodes. Get ready for the next few weeks. We got some awesome guests coming on. I can't wait to share with you the conversations we have been having. I've been pre-recording them. Cannot wait to share them with you. It's going to be gold. So we'll talk soon. Have an awesome back to school, first day of school, whenever that is. And we'll see you in the Brilliant Mompreneur Society. Thanks for joining us today on today's episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast. You can get all of today's show notes at LonnieJackson.com/podcast. If you love this episode, take a screenshot of your screen right now and share it on your Instagram or Facebook page so your friends can come and listen too. And don't forget to tag me at Brilliant Mompreneurs so I can share the love right back at you. And we'll see you next week on another episode of the Brilliant Mompreneurs.